Hello, I'm Anthony Green, and this is After Hurricane Beryl, The Road to Recovery, brought to you by CG United. Good like that.
Starcom Network News reporter Tanisha Rock-Yaw is in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and one of the things she looked at was preparation, particularly on Union Island, which had catastrophic damage caused by Hurricane Beryl.
Did you prepare when they said that Hurricane Beryl was...
No, I really didn't prepare. I lost my table the evening because I sold the evening, the Sunday evening. I had a good day. I was selling and having a good time. And as usual, Vincent John style. But it came the night after 10, 11 o'clock, and it was very dreadful. It woke me up, and I went right through till the morning. Yeah, I witnessed it. I was up in Anita downstairs, and the water floated and moved my bed. It was serious.
Did you prepare, though?
No, I didn't really prepare. I didn't prepare for that, because I know hurricane does come, but, you know, it don't be that bad.
I am Michelle Forbes. I'm the director of the National Emergency Management Organization here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
In listening to some of the residents in Union Island and in St. Vincent here on Milan, most of them didn't seem like they were prepared for this hurricane, and they thought that it would have just passed and that they would continue living a normal life. But what advice would you want to give going forward?
I do have worked closely with Union Island over the last few years. As a matter of fact, we had a week of activities in Union Island the first week of June. Community meetings, what we call whistle stops, going around the community to speak about getting ready and prepared for hurricanes. And some people even cuss us, so we come down here telling us to be prepared for. And now you see the impacts, because we know that with the climate that has already changed, the more intense systems we are seeing, they're developing so rapidly that you can, something can start off as a storm and reach you as a Cat 5 within 24 hours. And we saw that coming. We have seen it over the last few years, and we have been trying our best to get that information to the public to say, hey, we need to be prepared for these extreme events. So we continue to spread the word of getting ready, regardless of whether it's a hurricane or earthquake or whatever has it, because we're in a multi-hazard environment. And the thing is, this is just 1 month into the hurricane season, and we haven't even reached a peak of the season yet. So you don't know what is to come. So, I mean, everybody still think that God is a Vincentian, right? The God is a Trinity, and God is a Virgin, right? God is a Lucian. You know, but the whole thing is that we have to try to be prepared as much as we can, because we don't know when we are going to have these adverse events, and the impact is so significant. There's loss of life, loss of livelihood. You lose everything that you have worked for all your life. You know, so persons really need to take it seriously. We need to focus not on the center of the storm. I think a lot of persons focus on the center of the storm. So they may see it's okay going closer to Grenada or going to Rhode Island and Caribou, not thinking, hey, it's a big storm. The center extends of the hurricane extent of about 35 miles in this case, but the storm force winds 115 miles. So we need to focus on the entire system and what can it do, and also on the hazards of all these cyclones. You have rain, you have winds, and you have the seas. These are the three main hazards that you have coming off. After that, you can have the flooding and so on. The three main hazards that you find with the cyclones, and we have to focus on what they can do. When you hear a category 4 system, anything above a category 3 is catastrophic winds, and you may even have tornadoes embedded within them. So we have to be prepared for any adverse event, and especially during the hurricane season, as we already have feeling and the impacts of climate change.
That's Michelle Forbes of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, speaking to Tanisha Rock-Yaw of Starcom Network News.
This has been After Hurricane Beryl, The Road to Recovery. Continue to listen to the Starcom Network of Stations as our team tracks the initial recovery of St. Vincent and the Grenadines after Hurricane Beryl. Brought to you compliments of CG United. Good like that.